तथो चापि यत्र पुरुषो विश्वस्थिति उद्भवाप्यय मुक्तात्मा माया मायेश सेते सर्वगुहाशयः स चापि यत्र पुरुषो विश्वस्थित्युद्भवाप्यय मुक्त्यात्मा माया मायेश सेते सर्वगुहाशयः। What meaning sa, he, cha, also, api, as he is, yatraha, where, purusaha, the personality of Godhead, viswaha, the material world, sthiti, maintenance, udbhava, creation, apyayaha, annihilation, muktva, without being touched, Atmaya, one energy, Maya Isaha, the Lord of all energies, Sete, Daj Lion, Sarva Guhasaya, one who lies in everyone's heart. Translation. Please also explain the personality of Godhead who lies in everyone's heart as the Super Soul and as the Lord of all energy, but is untouched by his external energy. Purport by Stephen Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Undoubtedly, the form of Lord who was seen by Brahma must be transcendental. Otherwise, how could he simply look upon the creative energy without being touched? It is understood also that the Purusha, the same Purusha lies in heart of every living entities. This also requires proper explanations. Sajapi yatra purusha viswasthiti udbhavapyah muktatma maya mayi samseti sarva guhasa. Parikshit Maharaj was inquiring about the creation, about the Brahma, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about also the amazing qualities, his energies. Like here, Sachapi yatra purusha viswasthiti udbhavapyaya muktatmaatmai sasthiti sarvaguhasaya. Please also explain the personality of Godhead who lies in everyone's heart as the Super Soul and as the Lord of all energy, but it untouched by his external energy. Now this is, you can say, the extraordinary qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He created all living entities. He created all material things. He created external energy also, but untouched. Yeah, in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says same thing. I am untouched. This is inconceivable matters. The creation, the maintenance, the annihilation, Everything is inconceivable, beyond our imagination. Spiritual life, spiritual matter, spiritual contents, everything is beyond our imagination. We cannot calculate. And when you want to imagine all these things, even through your pure intelligence, that is not pure intelligence, maybe intelligent in mood of goodness, then still you will build it. You will be built there. Yeah. The spiritual topic is beyond our imagination. Therefore now, the scientists, the so-called scholars, they used to say this is mythology. Why they are saying mythology? Beyond their intelligence. Yeah. Everything, what we are following, that is beyond our intelligence. Therefore we are using this term, follower, following. One who is following, following means we don't have proper intelligence. We are following someone. Follower means we are follower of someone. We are following someone's intelligence. If we are intelligent, our intelligence only, we are using intelligence to follow spiritual life, to follow acharyas. Bas. That is proper intelligence, best procedure, whatever you may say. Here, Prabhupada used to say, over-intelligent is not good. materially, when we are studying, we require over-intelligent. Eh? Unless you become over-intelligent, everyone will lapse. Everyone will, I can say, surpass you. Over-intelligent, everyone. Therefore, everyone is searching. This Google, this one, that one, paper. Over-intelligent. Here, no need. Here, only one intelligent is required. Which intelligent? Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ekaha Kurunandana. What is the meaning of Vyavasayatmika Buddhi? Just following. Simply following the order of spiritual master, Krishna. This is Vyavasayatmika. Following is easy or difficult? Easy? No, following is easy for a simple. If someone is very simple, simple-hearted person, he can follow. For intelligent, following is very difficult. Now it is difficult. Why spiritual life is difficult? We are very intelligent, over-intelligent. Always, like monkey, we are always searching. Monkey, you know? He's always very intelligent. Never calm, quiet, never peace, always using intelligence. This monkey tendency. Our intelligence is always jumping from one branch to another branch. Why this thing happened? Why Prabhupada said, why, always why? No, this is over-intelligent. Proper intelligence means following. And we are following such a path, it is beyond our imagination. Therefore, bhakti yoga is simultaneously easy and simultaneously difficult. If you have simplicity, you can follow easily. Then bhakti yoga is very easy for you. And if you are intelligent, you cannot follow. The intelligent person cannot follow. Because he intelligent always creates problem. Why I will follow him? What is its benefit? That is happening. Following is not an easy thing. You understand? And especially in Kali Yuga. And nowadays especially. So much informations are there. You cannot follow someone so easily. No. Blindly. Here you have to follow. To whom you have to follow blindly? This is my question. To whom you should follow blindly? Yeah. You have to follow blindly. Simply you have to follow blindly. To whom you will follow? Intelligent will never allow you to follow blindly. Even Guru, Prabhupada, yes, that is philosophy, but intelligent will never allow you to follow blindly. Always intelligent will give you direction. Why you are going this way? Whether this is right or wrong. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, all our topics, all our path only leads towards one point. You may inquire something spiritual, about your spiritual life, but you have to follow blindly. Because this is beyond our intelligence. And this is our Gurudev used to say, this is, how can I say, fourth dimension things. Spiritual life means fourth dimension things. Can you show me anything fourth dimension? In this material world, can you show me anything, any matter that is fourth dimension things? Here, everything is three dimension. And spiritual life? Fourth dimension. Fourth dimension means our intelligence cannot follow it. Therefore, we are defeated. Every step, we are fail. But intelligent never admit our defeat. Yes. We are trying. But actually it is very difficult. Very difficult. If you are simple, then you can realize. Simply you have to follow. The best procedure in spiritual life, blindly, with simple heart, you have to follow Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. You understand? Mind never allow you. Intelligent will never allow you to follow blindly. Always he will show you the positive side, negative side. This happened to this devotee. This happened to this devotee. What will happen in future? You know, many devotees asking this question. If I will follow blindly, then someone may cheat us. Yeah, you already cheated many life. In this life also many people already cheated you. Let's try another time. If you cheated by a spiritual person, Harish, you already cheated many times in this life also. Just 1 year, 2 years before your spiritual life, many people already cheated you. So where is harm? Next time you should try. Cheated by Krishna or cheated by devotee. Where is harm? Mind will never allow to become simple. This is Maya's trick. Maya will never allow you to become simple. Maya will never allow you to surrender so easily at lotus feet of Sadhu and Guru. This is Maya's power. What Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita? Mama Maya Durattvaya. This word Durattvaya is there. You know in commentary what Siddhartha Swami said about Durattvaya? Siddhartha Swami, yes. Durattvaya Atti Adhuta Ityartha Dustaraha. Two words is there. Daivi Hesa Gunamai Mama Maya. Daivi Alaukiki Atyanta Adhut Adhutam Ityartha. Now imagine, how can you say, power. Even you know this is Maya, but still cannot give up. Everyone knows what is Maya. Who don't know what is Maya? Only small child, they don't know what is Maya. Everyone knows what is Maya. You know or not? You don't know what is Maya? That is good. If you don't know, that is good. If you don't know Maya, then you have to stay with Krishna. Krishna will allow you to stay. Yes. This is Maya. Even you know everything, still you don't have power to give up. We know this is Maya. This is useless things. Everyone is running. Behind Maya. Nothing is there. But still they cannot give up. This is power of Maya. And Krishna said, Mama Maya. This is my power. And Dustara, this word is there. Durattvaya, Dustara. Very difficult to cross over this Maya. Very difficult. Even you understand, you are a spiritual person, you know these things. But never Maya will allow you to become simple. Never Maya will allow you to admit your fault. Yeah, that is Maya's power. In spiritual life, what is Maya? Even you don't have attachment towards woman, even you don't have attachments towards money, even you don't have attachments towards power, still Maya is there. What is Maya's form? In spiritual life, even you are free from all this gross anarthas, but subtle anarthas is there. What is that? crooked. Yes, crookedness. This puja, labha, pratishta, the name, fame, prestige, adoration come from crookedness. Maya will never allow you to become simple. You will play the role of a crooked person. Yeah, Maya knows if you will become simple, immediately you will receive mercy from Krishna. Therefore, always intelligent. This over-intelligent or so-called intelligent always creating problem for us. In the path of surrenderness. Always creating problem. Always creating problem. You understand? Yes. So therefore, we are discussing on which point? I'm just forgetting, missing this point. Yeah, fourth dimension. We are following the path of fourth dimension. That's when fourth dimension is there, that is beyond our intelligence. You understand? Beyond our intelligence. We cannot imagine. Then what to do? When you cannot imagine something, then what you have to do? Take shelter. Shelter in that, when you understand this path is fourth dimension, it is beyond my capacity, then you will surrender. So now our surrender is artificial. Sometimes partial, sometimes conditional. The true surrender. When we are facing some problems, just surrender to Krishna. Yes. Sometimes playing a role of a surrender soul, artificial. Yeah. Sometimes conditional. Okay, I will serve Krishna with this condition. I will serve Guru with this condition. If this thing will not happen, then I will not stay in ashram. Yeah, this is not surrender. This is not surrender. Yesterday we were discussing about surrender. And Rupa Goswami said these things in Nectar of Devotion. Surrender means like you went to a market. So suppose you have a cow or you have a goat. You sold this cow or goat in the market. You understand? Once you sold it, finish. Your business is finished. You never used to think, okay, what will happen to my cow? Where he will sleep? How he will eat? Who will take care? No, you already sold. Bikkadita pasu yatha. So when we came to realize that the spiritual life is beyond our imagination, beyond our capacity, beyond our strength, beyond our intelligence, then we surrender. And what is the mood of surrender? Here, this is the mood of surrender. I sold my everything. This body, this mind, this intelligence. At lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Many devotees have this question, or many people have this question. If someone is asking, someone is not asking. If simply I will follow, then someone may cheat. Okay, someone may cheat. Someone may cheat you. But actually, if you are real simple, no one can cheat you. If you have simplicity, no one can cheat you. Why Krishna will cheat you? Krishna is super soul residing in your heart. Why he will cheat you? Anyone can give some example? I am very simple, but this person cheated me. Can you say? No. If this person is cheated, actually he is saving you. Maybe in future some danger will come. Looks like he cheated you. No. Actually he saved you. Maybe other may cheat you, but Krishna will never cheat you. And if you become intelligent, you may cheat others, but Krishna will cheat you. Which thing you want? What you want? Even you become intelligent, you may cheat others, but Krishna will cheat you in such a way you can't get any shelter, materially and spiritually. Be ready. Yeah. Krishna don't like cheating propensity. Krishna don't like dupliciousness. No. Krishna and Vaishnavas, they like simplicity. But most of us have this propensity, crookedness. Mercy is available. Mercy is always available. Everyone is blaming to Krishna, directly or indirectly.
Karmi people blaming directly. We are blaming. We are not saying, but inside, oh, why Guru is not, oh, why Gurudev is not showering mercy, why Krishna is not showering mercy. This is indirectly. We are blaming Guru. But we are not admitting our fault. Mercy is available. But why mercy is not, how can you say, falling down on our head? Like our Gurudev used to say, mercy is hanging on your head. It's hanging on your head. Only you have to catch up it. Okay, here is mercy. Because due to our crookedness, many saintly persons, they are showering their mercy. Causeless mercy. They don't want causeless mercy. What is the meaning of causeless mercy? Sadhus, always you can find in Prabhupada's writing, causeless mercy, causeless mercy, causeless mercy. Without? Then if it's, we don't want any qualification, then why we have to chant? We have to become devotee. We are following all the rules and regulations to receive mercy. Our all sadhan, its aim, it leads how to receive mercy. Therefore, mercy is the cause of mercy. Therefore, it is causeless. There is no other way to receive mercy. There is no other way. No, mercy, only mercy is the cause of mercy. You understand? Very difficult topic. How mercy is the cause of, sadhana is not cause of mercy. We are performing sadhana just for purifying our anarthas. But we cannot demand to Krishna, I am doing this much round. I am coming every day Mangalarati. Why not? You will not shower mercy. Anytime you ask to Krishna, why not you are showering mercy? You know, this mercy is Krishna's, how can you say, his own power. His monopoly business. Like a millionaire. A millionaire. Whether he will give money to you or not. It is his business. You cannot interfere. It is his property. Who are you? You cannot ask. Only you can beg. If you receive mercy, if you want to accept money from a millionaire person, what should be your qualification? This is my question. If you know beg, he will not give. You see, many beggars are begging in front of temple. Many people are not giving. If you know beg, there is no guarantee. Only your qualification, you have to pose as a beggar. I don't have money. Please give me. Whether he will give or not, it is his right. We don't have any right. But generally, if you beg, general principle is there and special principle is there. Beggar's duty is begging. You understand? He's begging. But whether a rich person will give or not, it depends on a rich person. But generally, it's happened. When a beggar is begging, a rich person used to give. But there is no certain principle. He's always used to give. You know, sometimes people are begging, rich persons are not giving. And sometimes he's calling to someone and giving. On the way, on the street, they stop their vehicle, calling some boys. They're giving banana. He's not begging. The boy is just playing. Now his mercy is coming. His kindness is coming. Because he have money. Guru and Krishna is like that. So even we are performing sadhana, we can't say, I'll receive mercy. You understand? We are performing sadhana to please a pure devotee. Not that we have now rights to demand Krishna, give me mercy. Why we are coming to Mangalarati? Why we are coming to Mangalarati? Why we are hearing Bhagavatam? Why we are chanting? To please pure devotee. This is pure devotee's principle. This is Parampara's principle. We want to please Parampara Acharyas. Why? Mercy come through Parampara Acharyas. We are following Parampara principle. But what happens? Generally, when we start to perform sadhana, we separate. We make separate ourselves from this mood. Which mood? I want mercy. Without mercy, even I cannot perform sadhana. You know, without mercy, our sadhana develop right. Yeah, strictly we are performing sadhana, sometimes the pride nature develops. No one is like me. Every day I am coming Mangalarati, 3:30 every day I am. You see, this dambha, this pride comes. This pride comes. No. We are performing sadhana on the strength of Guru's mercy, Vaishnav's mercy, Krishna's mercy, Bhagavat's mercy. Yes. Saintly persons, acharyas, gurus, they are showering mercy because due to our hookedness, we fail to realize, we fail to receive these things. Yeah, always hookedness is there. So mercy, in 3:25-30 lecture, Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25, chapter, 30 verse, Prabhupada said, as the mercy of Krishna comes through the parampara system, similarly, offering of respect to Krishna goes up through the parampara system. Then mercy comes through parampara system and worship go to Krishna through. So if you forget parampara system and you are worshipping Krishna, how can you receive mercy? How can you receive mercy? Therefore, we have to stick to parampara systems. We are chanting 16 round. We are coming to Mangalarati. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We are following all the rules, regulations. Why? This is adapted by parampara acharyas. Because mercy will come through parampara acharyas. And what is our sadhana? This is fourth dimension. Therefore, how mercy will come? Many times devotees are thinking, oh, I am praying so much. Many times devotees saying, every day I am coming and praying so much to Krishna, but Krishna is not hearing. No, this is not the procedure. Mercy will come through parampara system. Through parampara system. Not that we will pray. If you will not follow parampara system, mercy, we cannot receive mercy. Even we are following. Therefore, our sadhans, mood of sadhana should lead towards parampara acharya's mood. In which mood we have to perform sadhana? How parampara acharyas? They are carrying the mood. That is our ultimate aim of sadhana, to understand the mood of acharyas. Ultimate. Unless if you fail to understand the mood of acharyas, then we become weaker, weaker, weaker. But sadhana is going on. You see, sadhana becomes strong, but spiritually we become weak. What you are thinking? Sadhana is now strong, every day 16 now, coming to Mangalarati every day, studying Bhagavatam, following all the principles, but feeling weak. Many times this happens. Therefore everyone is thinking, what? I am following all the rules and regulations. Following all the rules and regulations? But without understanding the mood of acharya. You understand? Without understanding the mood of acharya, you are following all the rules and regulations. How will we receive mercy? Like without understanding, like servant is coming, without understanding owner's mood, she or he is cooking, cleaning, but without understanding. And she is thinking, oh, I am doing a best job, but not understanding the mood of owner, house owner. We used to give always this example. What is the difference between a mad servant and your chaste wife? We are not doing our service. We are not performing our service like a mad servant. Mad servant is just
doing a service as a matter of etiquette or as a matter of job. This is my job, I have to do it. Without understanding the mood. But a chest wipe always try to understand the mood of Achman. Yes. The mood of sadhan, the mood of service is how to understand the mood of acharyas. Because unless we understand, nothing will reveal. Because this is fourth dimension. We'll chant, then we understand how holy name is everything. How will go to Golok Vrindavan? How can I control my senses? Huh? What you are thinking? Controlling senses is easy? Looks no, practical, not in this life. Maybe thousand of life I can't control. Impossible. Huh? Yes. Everything in spiritual life, what is possible for us in spiritual life? Who can say? What is possible for us in spiritual life? What can I do? Anything possible for us? Huh? Nothing is possible for us. This is spiritual life. Material life, you become hero. No problem. But here you can't become hero. Here always Parampara Acharyas. They are heroes. Dira. Yeah, no one can take their position. They are Nitya Siddhas. Like heroes in outer, sometimes Amitabha is a hero, then another hero is coming, he takes his position. But here their position is always exclusive position. No one can. Everyone is follower. See, in spiritual life, nothing is possible for us. Anything is possible for us? Then it is an impossible task. Then why will you follow? If you cannot understand, if you cannot do anything, then why will you follow? But although it is impossible, but it is possible. This is the mystery behind Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is fourth dimension things. Practically it is impossible for us to realize everything. How Tulsi is non-different from Krishna. How Guru is non-different from Krishna. How Deity is non-different from Krishna. How Holy Name is non-different from Krishna. How Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Because this is spiritual potency. And in our mind, yesterday we were discussing, in our mind always constant flow of material energy is going on. How can we understand the spiritual things? One thing is absolutely necessary. What is that? Spiritual potency. Mercy potency is required. Everything is impossible for us. To understand Bhagavatam is impossible. Preaching is also impossible. Preaching is possible or impossible? We are preaching to everyone, but we cannot preach to our mind. We are a big preacher. We are such a big preacher. We are convincing everyone, but not convincing to our mind. Yeah. I have to chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is my everything. Guru is my everything. You know, we can convince 1,000 people, but we cannot convince our mad mind. We don't have power. Nothing is possible for us. But only one thing. Our Gurudev used to say, one thing. Mercy makes impossible to possible. This is the essence of spiritual life. Mercy makes impossible to possible. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, Jasya Prasadam, Vidhi is there, Nisad is there, Anvay is there, Vyatirik is there. Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Why say like that? Only by the mercy, they can receive Krishna's mercy. And without that mercy, Nagati Kutubi. In Vyatirik he said, is there any way? Is there any? No. Nagati kutu. Spiritual life is beyond our intelligence. This is fourth directional things. And, okay, then if it, which one is, if this thing is an impossible task, then why will you follow? Because this is easiest way. Dhyan karma, dhyan jnana, dhyan yoga, bhakti yoga is easiest way. Why? Simply, you have to follow, you have to please acharyas, then you will receive mercy, then you will get Krishna. You understand? You will earn every day. A laborer is going to market. He is working. Maybe he is earning how much rupees in Mumbai? In Odisha village, 300 rupees. Here, 300. No, you are not staying in Mumbai. You are bogus. 300 rupees in Mumbai? Your father have money. Therefore, you don't know the value of money. Not less than 500, 700, 1000 rupees. Okay, he is working 6 hours, 1000 rupees. You understand? Working whole day, 6 hours for 1000 rupees. But if you simply go to a rich man and say to him, how can I please you? Okay, just sweep here for 1 hour. If you follow a rich man order, then how much rupee he will give you? He's a rich man. Not 1000 rupees. Maybe 2000 rupees. Maybe said, okay, tomorrow I will pay you. Just go. Then if you are clever, then next day you have to come. He said, how can I please you? Okay, just clean my house. Then you have to clean. That day he may will give 10 rupees. Then if you are clever, you have to come next day. Okay, because you are only point you have to remember that he's a rich man. Any time he will shower mercy, he will shower his glance, I will become a rich. If a laborer wants to become a millionaire, whole life it is not possible. You understand? We are labor. We want to become millionaire. We want Krishna prem. This is impossible task. Impossible task. How will we free from all these anarthas? So many impediments. Just study the shastras. Labor wants to become a millionaire. Just follow a millionaire. Try to please him. Maybe it's required time. But he's a millionaire. Any time he will please, he will give you a blank check. You know? Blank check. How much you want, you may draw. That time you will cry. Where I will keep all this money? You understand? Yeah, therefore we are preparing. Guru will give you blank check. Prabhupada will give you blank check. Yes. And our sadhana bhajan just to clean. Where we keep all this mercy? We are cleaning our heart to give place. We are preparing a pot. We are preparing, how can you say? My English is not good. We are preparing a place. Suitable throne. Where this mercy, Guru and Krishna's mercy will reside. You understand? Our procedure is like that. Many 99% devotees, they fail to understand this tattva. Therefore, they will try, then they will arrest, they will give up. Because they are thinking, by our intelligence, we can do all these things. No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I don't have any qualification. But I have only one qualification. Karma nahi, jnana nahi, Krishna bhakti nahi. I don't have karma. I don't have jnana. I don't have pious activities. I'm not a knowledgeous person. I don't have any bhakti. But still I am always thinking how to receive your mercy. If Krishna will ask you, you don't have karma, you don't have jnana, you don't have, then how can you receive my mercy? But he said, I have only one hope. What is that hope? Your mercy is causeless mercy. Shastra said, it does not depend on my qualification. We are not believing on our qualification. We are believing on Guru's qualification. Try to understand the qualification of Guru. But we are always worried for our qualification. You understand? Labor's position, labor is always labor. Try to understand. Try to know the position of a rich person. Then you will develop faith. That is our qualification. Try to understand the position of sadhu and guru. I don't have karma, I don't have jnana, I don't have bhakti, but only my hope is ahetuki. What is that ahetuki? What it means? Ahetuki. Everyone wants mercy.
What you are thinking?
What Chandrayana? What they send? Chandrayaan. Before sending Chandrayaan, they went to Tirupati Mandir for worshipping. Why? Why?
Mercy.
Mercy. Scientists want mercy, Karmi wants mercy, Jnani wants mercy, but we are a devotee, we are forgetting this mercy. But this is path of mercy. We are depending. This is fourth directional path. Dimensional path. Only mercy, which mercy is our only hope. We are forgetting these things. We are missing always this thing. Everyone, you see, everyone. Even Karmi people. Before, I don't know. Now, Karmis even, they're not first class Karmis. Everyone is third class now. Even Karmis is now third class Karmis. Before, they're first class Karmis. We saw in our villages, our father, they're first class Karmis. They're not like frustrated Karmis, first class Karmis. They're very pointed, one pointed to their duties. They're following rules and regulations, worshipping demigods. Every day, first class karmi, before their karmis, even they're paying obeisance to their father, mother. Every time they're going outside paying obeisance to their father, mother. They want mercy. They used to pay obeisance to demigods. You see many demigods. Why they're worshipping demigods? For mercy. They know us. Without mercy, we cannot do anything. Everyone knows. Everyone. But we are forgetting these things. Yes, we are forgetting mercy. No, without mercy, it does not mean so you don't have to perform sadhana. We have to perform sadhana, but with this mood. I don't have any qualification. I am performing sadhana. How to receive mercy from spiritual master? How to receive mercy from holy name? How to receive mercy from Srimad Bhagavatam? I am worshipping Krishna. How to receive mercy from this deity, Gopinath? Yes. If you forget these things, therefore there is two types of mercy. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned in his commentary. One is saguna kripa, one is nirguna kripa. Saguna kripa. Mercy, how can you say? Come out from mood of material nature. Like father, mother, their mercy, other superiors' mercy is saguna kripa. Saguna kripa means this. So your good qualities, whenever they will see your good qualities, they will sour mercy. When you develop bad qualities, that mercy, they will withdraw their mercies. Yeah, this is Saguna Kripa. Saguna Kripa is not helpful in the spiritual life. And we want Nirguna Kripa. Sadhu Guru's Kripa, Nirguna Kripa. Yes. You understand? So when you will receive mercy? What you are thinking? When? Huh? When you will receive? After surrender? After that complete surrender. How can you complete surrender without mercy? This is a very big job. We are leading our spiritual life with mercy. We'll go forward with mercy. We already in the spiritual life only by mercy. And our aim is also mercy. When you receive mercy, that we don't know. When Pitama Bhishma Dev receive mercy? After 300 years. He was a devotee. Last moment, when you was in Arabia, you want to become a Krishna's devotee, you must have essence. You must have essence. Yeah. We don't know when Krishna will shower mercy. We don't know. I don't know. Mercy is independent. You know? Like, many times Acharya is giving this commentary, maybe Jiva Goswami Chakravarti giving this commentary, like cloud. Sometimes you see in Navi Mumbai rain is happening, here no rain. Sometimes in your colony there is rain, next colony there is not rain. But you cannot demand. You cannot say to Indra, why? Why this is not happening? It's not, this is under my control. Yes, mercy is like that. We cannot say when that day will come. Yeah, but that will come. We must have faith. That will come. Okay? Surely come. Surely come. Otherwise, why Krishna descended here? Why Krishna is sending his pure devotees? Something is uncertain, but not sure. You know, if something is uncertain, then you cannot give surety. But here it looks like uncertain, but surety is there. At any moment, Krishna may have our mercy, pure devotees may have our mercy. It does not considering your qualifications. Here, 2-3 examples are there. And this is Madhurja Kadambin Chakripad, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur giving this commentary. He is giving three examples. Oh, what time we have to finish? 9:15, eh? Okay. I'll give just these three examples. The mercy is only our hope. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur said about Rahugan. King Rahugan. Jadabharat swore mercy to his father or not? His father. No, yes, he just swore mercy to his father. Because he is born out of father. As a father, he have a little... His mercy is different towards his father. To public, is different. Because publics, he is giving chance to see the publics. Publics have, how can I say, chance for seeing, for darshan of Jadabharat. His mercy is different. They receive mercy in different way. But who received complete mercy? Raja. Did Raja Rahugan worshipping Jadabharat? He's not worshipping, he's chastising. Chakrabad mentioned that. His words is just like poisoning words. Harsh poisoning words he's using. But he's receiving mercy. This is Sadhu's mercy. He is receiving mercy. It does not mean sadhu is not showering mercy. No. Complete mercy, according to, like this Mataji said, we are receiving mercy according to our surrender, according to our faith, according to our service. But complete mercy will receive. Like King Chakrabarti, in this commentary, mentioning about different persons. How Jadabharat may sour mercy to different person in different way, but complete mercy will receive King Rahugan. The dacoits who wants to kill Bharat Maharaj, they receive mercy or not? They want to kill. Then what happened? Demigod Kali, Mother Kali appear. How Mother Kali appear in front of? How Mother Kali appear in front of these dacoits? Jadabharat pray. Mother, you should shower mercy to them. Then from this deity, Mother Kali appear. You see, even to dacoits, Jadabharat shower mercy. But mercy received, Rahugan received mercy, complete mercy. Rahugan received complete mercy. He's not worshipping. Therefore, mercy is independent. It does not depend on qualification. Only mercy is the cause of mercy. Yes. Sadhu, within Sadhu's heart, therefore Krishna Kripa Srimurti. Is Krishna's mercy descending through parampara towards Sadhu. This mercy is within Sadhu's heart. So when Sadhu will release, will shower mercy. Yeah. And someone say, whether Sadhu will please or not, how can I know? No, Sadhu descend here. Why descend here? To shower mercy. But what should be our qualification? Our qualification based on two things. We have to maintain simplicity. You understand? And second point, we have to follow. If we have to follow his orders. If I will follow your orders, then simply follow someone's order, he becomes pleased. You know, when you follow someone's order,
No other qualification is required. You know, like labor's qualification, when he is following the order of his owner, he is his qualification. So our qualification, just we have to follow the order. And following order is not also easy. We are so, you know, speculators. We are always speculating, intelligent is there, considering different situations. No, anyhow we have to follow. There is no other way. There is no other way than following. Sadhu, Guru, Kripa, Vina, Nahi, Kaupai. There is no other way then. And second one, Nityananda Prabhu Savar Mercy to Jagai Madhai. Did Madhai worship Nityananda? No. And third one is Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha giving this example of Uparachita Vasu. How the Dakats, how the demons, they want to kill. When he was meditating in Patal, he was meditating. At that time, all the demons went there. They want to kill. But when they want to kill, their swords, through their swords, the swords become, how can I say, it's become like a hang on the sky. Never fall on his head. Then they became astonished. Then they went, then approached Shukracharya. How to kill Uparachita Vasu? He said, it is not possible. Because you have ample of faith, devotion towards Krishna. You can't kill him. Only one thing, when he developed doubt towards bhakti, then you may kill him. Then what to do? He said, okay, then you have to know the philosophy of atheism. Then they start to study the philosophy of Gnostic atheism. Krishna is not there, bhakti is not there. Then asura start to study at these things. Then after complete knowledge, then again they went there. Then they start to preach Uparachita Vasu. He was meditating and he was hearing. And he was laughing. You see how the demons, they simply want to kill me. But for these things, they just study atheism. They want to kill me. And immediately pray to Krishna. Krishna, please make all them devotees. And immediately, within their heart, devotion came. All the Jiva Goswami mentioning these things. Within in Sandarbha and Chakrabarti mentioning this thing in commentary. Within the heart of all demons, the devotion arises. You see, for the devotion whole day and night, they are not performing Mangala Arati. They are chanting Krishna around. Mercy. Yeah. Mercy is very powerful. It makes impossible to possible. Whole life we have to wait when that day will come. Don't lose patience. Nothing is in our hand. Only we are following the principles of Sadhu and Guru. We want to please him. When he will shower mercy, then it is possible. It control, like we are discussing, the material energy, material flows controlling our mind, senses, intelligent. When mercy will come, mercy is a potency. What is that mercy? The mercy is a potency. Potency means it is energy. When that energy will descend, that energy will control your mind, your body. Now you are thinking, how to think about Krishna? At that time, no need. Because this spiritual energy, this mercy potency is now flowing. Automatically your mind at lotus feet of Krishna. Spontaneous, that is called spontaneous stage. Spontaneous attachment will come. That mercy is required. And Brahma received this mercy. So when we complete surrender, but complete surrender means by receiving mercy from Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnavas, we have many shelters. Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sita, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavata, Gita, Sri Roop, Sanatan, Bhat, Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal, Bhat. Previous acharyas are there, Shastra is there, Guru is there, Vishnus are there, Tulsi is there, Deity is there. How to receive mercy from? Collectively, we are so fallen, acharyas arrange such a place where collectively we can receive mercy from all this tadya vastus. But we are so fallen, never develop such attachment towards any of them.
neither towards Bhagavatam, neither towards Guru, towards Tulsi, towards deities, towards Vaishnavas. This is your condition. So we are discussing on that point. We should not be hopeless. In devotional life, there is no question of pessimism. Always optimism is there. Our Gurudev used to say, always optimism. No question of pessimism. Pessimism coming means crookedness is now within our heart. He is creating problem. He is creating such a drama. He wants to make us far from the spiritual life. From Sadhu Guru, he is creating some trick things. Optimism always. Okay, now this is time. Hare Krishna. If you have some question, only one or two questions. Yeah. Okay. You already asked. Prabhuji may ask. Yeah, Prabhuji is asking how can we, this is a big question, nice question also. How can we develop simplicity by give up crookedness? How to give up crookedness and develop simplicity? Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one of his song, Vaishnava song, he mentioned, Kapatya kapatata haile dura prabhasat premarapura jivar hrudaya dhanya kare. You have to become very careful how to give up this crookedness. Yeah, how to give up this crookedness? You know, why a child is simple? He is not using his intelligence, you know. We already discussed many times these things, but most important point is one thing. How you want to become simple? If you want to become simple, this is the easiest way. When we use our own intelligence, then crookedness will come. When we follow Sadhu Guru, then we become simple. Without considering anything. Like it, why child is simple? Why we said child is simple? Because he is following mother's intelligence, not his intelligence. We have intelligence. Krishna gives us intelligence. But in the spiritual life, we have to use that intelligence only to follow Sadhu and Guru. Then naturally become simple. Without considering anything. Gurudev said, Prabhupada said, finish. Nothing. We don't have to put our intelligence. Whether I will achieve success or not, what will happen to me? Why am I considering all these things? Then crookedness will come. Yeah. When we follow, this is one. Another, many answers are there, but this is the most important thing. And second thing, you should associate with someone who have unflinching faith and Sadhu Guru. It's simple. Then this, when this unflinching faith nature predominate in your heart, then it becomes simple. Yeah. Simplicity means, you know, many people said, yes, 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 they will not argue, but inside they are not convinced. That is not the simplicity. That is not real simplicity. Simplicity means unflinching faith. Yes, anyhow. I don't want to hear anything except what my guru said, Acharya said, Prabhupada said. Everyone have different ideas according to their sukrutis, according to their intelligence, according to their realization. But complete. So I will follow them. I will follow him. And he will take care of me. I don't know how he will take care. Simple thing. When you follow someone, then immediately becomes simple. You understand? They're simple things. Yeah. And for receiving mercy, this is the best way. Once a devotee asked to Gurudev, Maharaj, always you are speaking tattva in so many directions, it is very heavy. It is very heavy to digest. It looks like it is impossible in this life to receive prem. So please, you should mention a simple thing. What is the easiest way to receive mercy? Achieve the stage of prem. The easiest way to achieve prem. Guru said, yes, one simple thing is there. A simple way. Shortcut way, easiest way. With simple faith. You understand? Yeah, faith is there. All of you are devotees. You have faith. Whether faith or not, you have faith. But still doubt is there. Yeah. with simple faith, unflinching faith. If you have unflinching faith towards sadhu, guru, Vaishnava and Shastra, and following their orders, that is the easiest way to receive prayer. There is no other way. There is no other easiest way. Everything is difficult. You have to choose now in which way you have to. In which way you have to go, you have to choose. And this is easiest way. I don't know what is good, what is bad, whether I will deliver in this material world or not. Even in my dreaming conditions, sleeping condition, awaking condition, I cannot forget what my Gurudev instructed me. His mantra, his procedure, his sadhan, his my life and soul. This is Vivasaitmika Buddhist commentary of Vishwanath Chakur Thakur. Sukham mastu, dukham mastu, sansara nasyatu, vana nasyatu. I like this commentary. Whether I will in happiness or distress, whether I will deliver from this world or not, I don't care on these things. I don't have any other thoughts. This is my guru's responsibilities. I have to only develop this mentality of a loyal dog. You understand? We are a dog now, but street dog. Street dog. Where you can find good food, nice food, you will run there. I am not like street dog. You understand? We want to become a loyal dog. Owner may kill me, kick me, whether feed me or not. I am loyal dog. This loyal dog mentality will give you success. That is simplicity. I don't want to consider this on earth is there, this is there, that is there, whatever it may be. I don't care. My job is to serve my spiritual master. Unless you will serve mercy, what can I do? Loyalty should be there without considering anything. That will give you success. Okay, now this is time. You have to take prasadam. How many questions are there? Okay, next time you may ask. You are worried always. You want to become brahmachari? No. You are brahmachari or you don't want to become brahmachari? Want, huh? There are four questions. Good. Yeah. What do you want to say?
Many times we can't approach Guru directly. That's why we have our mentors and counselors, as a counselor system is there. And we are talking about following the principles. And in day-to-day practical life, we have so many questions and we require guidance at certain stage of our life. And we may seek the shelter of our counselors or mentors, those who are representing our spiritual master, and we are asking guidance. So many times, they are giving the advice, which is not practically possible for us. And we are knowing that it has some pros and cons. And
I can give you an answer. You know, now this question is coming from the disciples, even Krishna cannot answer him, convince him. A simple thing, Krishna cannot convince him. Arjuna said, whether I have to fight or not, 700 words require to convince Arjuna. Arjuna has so talent. Directly Krishna was preaching him. Now how many questions are coming to counselors or gurus? This unearthed, that unearthed. Yes, a simple thing is there. A counselor is helping you. Whatever is according to his standard, he is helping you. But Krishna will help you from inside. Shastra is there. From outside, Shastra is there. Guru is also there. If you develop a proper mood, our Gurudev used to say, because why I am mentioning Gurudev's name, this is practical things. Otherwise, I was traveling everywhere. Devotees are these questions, they are always feeling morose. I don't have any contact with my Guru. I never talk with my Guru. Maybe in my lifetime, 2-3 years, 92 I joined, 96 Gurudev left. 3 times or 4 times personally we talk with our Guru. Not about spiritual life, about service. Like whether you are distributing books or not. Yes, yes, yes. Finish. We never write any mail to our Guru. We never send any WhatsApp message or mail or never. Whatever we are hearing in class, immediately we try to adopt in our life. Gurudev said these things, I have to try.
You never approach Guru for small things. This anartha, that anartha. No. Gurudev said these things. Okay, I have to try. Then when you try, Guru will help you. And one practical thing Gurudev always used to say. When any devotee asked a question, Gurudev said, Are Baba, how many questions you will ask? This doubt will always come to your mind. Problems will always come to your mind. Best thing, chant properly. Krishna will give you pure intelligence. To solve our problems, pure intelligence requires. And Krishna is in within our heart. And Krishna is also in this counselor's heart, Gurudev's heart. Same Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. So just if you are chanting properly, proper consciousness will come, proper pure intelligence. Gurudev always using, you don't have pure intelligence, therefore you are not serving properly. Why pure intelligence is not there? Because you are not chanting nicely. If you chant nicely, pray nicely, then Krishna will immediately give you pure intelligence. No need to always ask how many life or how many years you will ask like that. But even when you phrase seriously, when you study, immediately find, Prabhupada said here. When you hear from Vaishnavas, here. When you hear from Guru, immediately you realize. Same thing, Guru is saying something. Shastra is mentioning something, but because we don't have pure intelligence, we want to hear again and again and again and again. But never we keep these things in our mind or intelligence. Always you have to pray and chant nicely. That pure intelligence. Intelligence will not help us in spiritual life. Pure intelligence will help us. And pure intelligence will help by service, by surrender, by praying, by chanting. Krishna will give you intelligence. And that intelligence will inject to your mind. Even when your intelligent always give you some direction, then immediately saying negative side, positive side, negative side, positive side. But when intelligent come from Guru, Shastra, from Acharyas, from holy name, that will inject to your intelligence. That time, one direction only. Okay, I have to do this. And whenever you study, whenever you hear, only one point. Then you will confirm now. Yes, this is Guru's teacher. Let's do. And arrangement accordingly come. So practical, not, you see, it may not be practical for you, but bhakti yoga is always same. We cannot change the principles. How to receive mercy? Mercy, you have to receive prana through same way. Yeah. Qualification may be different, but procedure is same. Sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivruti, nishta, sakti. But you can cross over all these stages simply by mercy. So many anarthas are there, so many stages are there, so many steps are there, but simply things. Mercy make impossible to possible. If you receive mercy from Vaishnavas, Guru, deities, everything. Guru, this is Guru's mercy. What is Guru's mercy? Not only Guru's our mercy from his own accord, actually he's arranging this family, he is arranging this society where we can receive mercy from different tadya vastus, different sources. So this is our duty. Not that always counselor can help you. Oh, Prabhuji, I cannot wake up in Mangalarti, what to do? And then counselor said, okay, don't eat in night time. Okay, then you will not eat in night time, then again you will wake up. Hey, you cannot wake up. Then you will ask, Prabhuji, I am not eating in night time, but still I am unable to wake up. Okay, then he will say, okay, you have to sleep early, don't watch mobile, then you have to stop. This pure intelligence will come. So Krishna will give you these things from inside. Okay? Okay, thank you. Now this is time. Jai Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Radha Gopina Jiu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Sambit Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.